Oral arguments were heard this morning in federal district court in Anchorage on a challenge to a U.S. Army Corps of Engineers wetlands permit. The case centers on whether or not federal agencies have complied with Clean Water Act requirements for wetlands protection measures in approving the proposed Port McKenzie Railroad spur. Plaintiffs Cook Inlet Keeper and other environmental groups have challenged the wetlands permit, which allows the railroad to fill 95 acres of wetlands between Port McKenzie and Houston. Trustees for Alaska attorney Brian Littmans argued that the railroad's plan to elevate the spur line's tracks in essence creates a 35-mile-long dike, which can cause irreparable harm to both migrating salmon and to adjacent wetlands beyond the railroad corridor. Federal defense attorney Kenneth Rooney told the court that the Corps' hydrology assessments concluded that construction would not interrupt water flow outside of a certain area because water flows vertically in wetlands, not horizontally. Attorneys on both sides have declined comment on pending litigation, but Borough spokeswoman Patty Sullivan said one point stood out.
The plaintiffs are arguing that the railroad is a dam or a dike, but our attorney is saying, well, I've never seen a dam that has 8 bridges, many culverts, allowing the movement of water.
Bob Shavelson, speaking for Cook Inlet Keeper, says plaintiffs want to ensure that the railroad expansion won't result in harm.
Because there's no law against thoughtless government spending on massive projects that will destroy our wild salmon habitat.
The plaintiffs are seeking an injunction that will temporarily halt work on the railroad spur. In November of last year, the U.S. Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals reversed an earlier decision to stop work on the initial phases of the project. In September, the Corps announced that it had issued a wetlands permit for the railroad project under Section 404 of the Clean Water Act. The permit requires the borough to purchase wetlands areas to compensate for any impacts to wetlands posed by rail spur construction.